live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. It's the Friday night edition here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? 5th of October, 2007. And glad you've joined us tonight for the program. Tonight, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers. And pinch-hitting for Doug Owen tonight is going to be Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. And Lee also runs a website called roguegovernment.com. And these are kind of the young guns of this movement. These guys update their website 7 days a week, are real news hounds. And guys like Lee and Michael both are regularly breaking stories on the Internet. So these guys are top-notch folks. We're going to talk about a number of things tonight on the program. And so I'm looking forward to having them here for the Young Guns Roundtable here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. There we go. Okay, so the signal that's just about to begin. So everybody, get ready for the Young Guns Roundtable. Next week on the program, on Tuesday night, we'll have Josh Reese back on to kind of pick up where we left off last night when he was supposed to be our guest to talk about the Council for National Policy. He'll be on Tuesday night. Thursday night, Mike Jones, possibly a cadre of others, will be with us. We're going to talk about micro-broadcasting next Thursday night here on the Midnight Rider. I've had a lot of people ask me about this. And folks, let me tell you, if you're looking for something that is indeed a real tool in taking back our country, this is one of them. This is probably the best tool that you can use. It's almost like a Popiel, something from, you know, from Ron Popiel, set it and forget it. Because you put a micro up, you can attach it to a computer that pulls an internet stream, or buy a little dandy KU satellite dish that you can switch back and forth programming that you want, all that. Of course, you're going to want to stream this program. It's a requirement. There are rules. And if you don't believe me, just ask me, I'll tell you. But this is one of the most economical ways to get the word out to people across the country. And I tell you, if we were to have 1,000 micro-broadcast stations across this country, we could have an incredible effect. You have no idea how much of an effect we could have. And, I mean, we could go after shows like Coast to Coast AM. You could possibly give Limbaugh, Hannity a run for their money during the day. The ability for us to get the word out would be absolutely incredible. And so we're going to do a full show on it. We did a show, I guess, what was it, about a month ago. It was just kind of impromptu. Somebody called up, and somehow the subject of micros came up, and boom, the next thing you know, that's what we're talking about. So we're going to do a full show with Mike Jones and possibly some others, guys that are actually doing micros right now, so you can kind of talk to them and get some experience, some of their experiences. It's not incredibly expensive to do, but it sure makes one heck of a difference. So that's coming up on Thursday night. So next week already starting to shape up for us schedule-wise here on the Midnight Rider. Going to take a break. Going to come back with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of thought-criminal.com, or .org, rather. And we're going to start the Young Guns Roundtable. We'll go through the news. Ed and Lane Brown will be probably one of the subjects we jump into here pretty quick. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. One thing I did want to mention, we talked about this a couple of nights ago. This website called PledgeBank.com, and on the website there is a guy who has set up a set of pledges. He says he'll donate $100, but only if 1 million other people do the same. And this pledge has been up since the first of October, and the deadline to sign up is by the 1st of January 2008. So far, and I've already done this myself, and put a dandy little donation into the Ron Paul coffers. 1,636 folks have done this, which leaves 998,364 people to go. But if everybody, you know, shoot, if everybody who pledges the money actually donates the money, that's $163,000 right there. And I know already, just in the 5 days of this month, that the Ron Paul campaign is already over $250,000. When I checked it earlier, they were close to $270,000. You know, so that's just incredibly awesome. And so, folks, keep it up. I mean, the more money we can put into his war chest, the longer he stays in this campaign, and the longer he's a force. And we'll talk about Ron Paul here in just a bit, and the fact that he's becoming a force. But I want to welcome to the program right now, first off, Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, and then Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Not bad at all.
Good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Glad to have you guys on. Doug, I guess, decided to go fishing this time, which is fine. Everybody, you know, everybody deserves kind of a night off. So I can handle that. Let's jump right into this thing. The situation with Ed and Elaine Brown. They're arrested in a jail somewhere. We don't know where. Lee, let's start with you. As you're there in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts about what happened last night?
Well, the scene last night, I mean, I was kind of surprised how the whole thing went down. I think it's pretty obvious at this point that all the stuff that was going on with the helicopters flying overhead and the marshals running around the woods, that was all misdirection. And, the marshals, they came up with really the only plan that could basically end the situation the way they needed to end. Because if that turned into a violent confrontation, that would definitely backfire on what these globalists are trying to do, just like it did in Waco. It would make people even more aware of what was going on.
Right.
So, it's just kind of a really bizarre situation. I'm glad nobody got hurt. But, it's just one of those things. And, it is what it is, I guess.
Oh, most definitely. And what's the mood of the people in your state there?
Well, you know what? There's really not a whole lot of talk about it.
Really?
I'm kind of surprised. You see some media coverage here and there. And you had the press conference and everything, but really, I mean, it wasn't a big deal up here. It's almost like all the people up here, they don't understand the importance of this case right here, and with all the income tax legalities and whatnot, and just people they just don't seem to really care or really seem to care about an important issue like this. They're more transfixed on the Red Sox and all this other stuff. And so that's pretty much what's going on here. There really wasn't a whole lot of public outcry or whatnot. It's kind of sad, quite frankly.
Especially in the Live Free or Die state, where everybody's an activist.
Right, right. At least you'd hope they'd be. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't much of any sort of public outcry. Just a few media reports, a press conference, mm-hmm. and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Michael, what were your thoughts about last night?
Well, I just love how the media sort of spun everything, and that the Browns are just tax cheats, and they had a bunker and a stockpile of weapons, and they might as well call them religious kooks, and they were ex Waco people. They were bloodthirsty, foaming at the mouth demons. You might as well call them that.
I know that there was a couple of AP articles that quoted some things that I said last night on the show, which surprised the daylights out of me when I started getting phone calls about 8:30 this morning. So, do you know you made national news? No, I didn't know that. But that seems to be quite interesting that early in the morning they put two of my quotes in there from the show last night. One where I said that this was like a knife through the heart, and then second I said that all they did was ask, show us the law. Well, that ran through the morning, but by afternoon, I saw on AOL that the second quote of mentioning the law had been removed from the AP article, and I found it very, very interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely kind of strange, because really all these people did was ask, show us the law and we'll pay. A very simple question. And the fact that the government, instead of showing the law, decides to send a bunch of marshals over there, well, these special forces marshals, and to try to escalate the situation to what it's turned into, it's just ridiculous. It just shows that our government's completely criminal. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about anything. And this case pretty much proves it.
Yeah, is there any word whether or not Sheriff Michael Prozo was on vacation? Because usually every time something happens at that house, Prozo's on vacation.
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I haven't heard anything definitive. It wouldn't surprise me if the guy was on vacation, considering the circumstances behind it. But I have not heard any information. I'd probably have to scan some of the local newspapers again to see if they mention anything. But I did not hear anything. There is the MP3 of the press conference up on one of the sites. It might be unitier.com.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I doubt they'd mention it if the sheriff was on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, when I listened to the news conference today, I didn't hear any mention of it whatsoever. It was more of Stephen Monier, crowing about what a great law enforcement official he is and the plan that they had. And it's obvious that these people had been to the house on more than one occasion, had gotten to know the Browns, and had won their confidence.
Yeah, I mean, it's You know, it's kind of a sad situation how the whole thing went down. But, I mean, you look at how the whole thing was being planned by the marshals. And like I was saying before, the helicopters flying overhead when we had the concert up there, which I went to, the WTPR concert. And you had that. You had them running around the woods. And it was obviously, it was all misdirection. And they had a plan. They're going to infiltrate to the supporters. And they used the Browns' trust against them, unfortunately. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and from the word that I'm getting is basically they were arrested on the front porch. So they'd opened the door and stepped out to talk to these people, and you know that, and then that's where they were arrested right there. So obviously they knew who these people were.
Right, right. Yeah, that's kind of a sad situation, I mean, especially since there's no other supporters there. So they picked the exact right time to get them, and you know, I mean, well, that's one of the problems. I mean, considering that they didn't really have like a bunch of people that were there all the time. You just had people coming in and out. That kind of made them susceptible to this whole thing. So, you know, I mean, if that's the way it was, then this was kind of bound to happen, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's at some point in time, something was bound to happen because they couldn't let these people just sit there. You know, even though, you know, there's been two big major tax victories, you know, for the defendants. One in the case of Tommy Crier, and this big case out in Las Vegas where there was 161 counts to nine defendants, and all of those nine defendants are setting free. I mean, that's huge. This decision was rendered, the verdict was rendered to them way before this happened and could provide them no help.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is just... you know, it's just a criminal system that they're up against, and you know, I mean, even when they had the whole trial going on and everything, they wouldn't let them bring up any evidence. It's just kind of the same deal that they've always done, not allowing them to bring up evidence like the Constitution and Supreme Court rulings and things like that. They even allow them to defend themselves. So the whole trial itself was a farce, and this whole situation up there was just another farce. And you know, like I said before, it just shows you that we don't control the government. I mean, the government is not out for the people. It's for special interests, the central bankers, the military-industrial complex.
Right. Yeah, most certainly. Michael, any additional thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when they are through with the Browns, you know, since they already have them in custody, I mean, they're going to be doing time for a long time, man. It's just too sad.
Yeah, it most certainly is, and... And I guess we're not going to know for a while exactly where they're at. I think from what I understand, from what I've read, this type of stuff, they're basically going to be shuttled back and forth to different little contract prisons until they finally end up at their final destination. But I would imagine, guys, with the 5 years, you know, they've got to serve consecutively in federal prison, you know, that you don't get time off for good behavior. And the other charges these guys are going to mount up on them. I don't see any other way that this is actually a death sentence for Ed and Lynn Brown, that they'll die in jail.
Yeah, I know that they're going to trump a bunch of charges on them and, you know, and get into the weapons and things. And I believe that some of the people who were there were charged as well. So I think they will be doing some major time because, you know, once the government or the legal system gets you, you know, they got you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, most certainly. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. If you'd like to join this conversation, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Welcome your calls. Want to say hello to everybody in the RBN chat room tonight. We've got Catherine, Fresh, Jack Spratt, the official White Horse Souse, Pegasustra, Reality Incorporated, Rowdy, number one is in there. I guess there's been Rowdy 2, too, as well. Spike, Suzette, and Wolf Brother are in the RBN chat room. We'll say hello to everybody in the Midnight Rider chat room here in just a minute when we come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, real quick, let's say hello to everybody in the Midnight Rider chat room at MidnightRiderShow.com. We've got Calvin, MacDaddy, Josh is in there, Cat Scrap Fever, KBB, Keesa's in there, Chris, Lee, Little Cutie's in there, Michael, we've got Nickhead, Only STL, Pegasuster hanging out in two rooms, Rob is in there, Starshine, Hippie Chick, and Sidetracked is hanging out in there as well. So hello to everybody in both chat rooms, and so that's a I love it. I mean, the conversations going on in both of these rooms is so cool to have going on all at one time. I love it. I've had a blast with this. The chat room for the Republic Broadcasting Network is available at republicbroadcasting.org. And the chat link is right there on the front page. Go ahead and click it. One thing I did forget to do, I was give you the URL of the this pledge bank for Ron Paul to get 1 million people to pledge $100. And that address is www.pledgebank.com/Pauls, capital P-A-U-L-S, dash 100 MILL. Give it to you one more time. pledgebank.com/Pauls, capital P-A-U-L-S, dash 100. M-I-L-L. And that'll get you there. And that's a cool thing. I mean, in the last few minutes, I mean, the number of folks still continue to go up. This has actually been kind of fun to watch. In the last few minutes, it's gone up. Already another 16 folks have added to it. So 1,646 is where it's at now. It's very, very cool. And we need to support Ron Paul. Lee, you got to actually kind of hang out with Ron Paul a little bit the other day.
Yeah, believe it or not. I mean, it's kind of funny. Whenever he comes to New Hampshire, you know, he's probably wondering, who is this crazy guy who I keep running across? And
tell us about the little bit of time you got to spend with him.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sure pretty much everybody knows I got a chance to interview him for a half hour on my Wilcox TV show I do in town about 3 or 4 months ago. And I actually work at a newspaper up here. I'm not going to reveal which one. I'm pretty sure people can figure out if they do a little research. But I work at a newspaper here. I do computer work for the newspaper, and I got a call from somebody in the newsroom, and they said, "Oh, well, guess who's coming here?" And I said, "Oh, Ron Paul." I said, "Oh, pretty cool." And they asked me to sit in with them when they questioned him, and so basically I sat there and got a chance to listen to him speak for 45 minutes, shook his hand again, and you know, reintroduced myself to him, and yeah, it was kind of interesting. It's you know, he's definitely a very nice man, very genuine individual, and everybody here in the Patriot community should support him 110%. And donations, I mean, your time, meetup groups, whatever you can do, put signs in your yard. I mean, I got like 20 Ron Paul signs sitting out there in my front yard. And, you know,
wow.
I mean, yeah, I got a lot. And I'm putting up stickers and all sorts of other stuff around town. So we have to support Ron Paul 110% because he's really the only man who could save his country at this point in time.
Yeah, and I tell you what, the amount of credibility that he's all of a sudden has gotten from the mainstream media, I think has been huge. I mean, you've got ABC News saying that he could no longer be termed a second-tier candidate now. People have to take him seriously.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the amount of money that he's raised, and they actually did a chart, and I was looking at it. And, of course, you have Thompson, Giuliani, and Romney. You have those three guys who get all the corporate funding and what have you. And then right behind them was Ron Paul and John McCain about neck and neck. And John McCain is an establishment insider. He's been in the Senate for a long time. And, you know, he's got all the inside connections. And Ron Paul is pretty much about even, if not doing better than him. And he's on the up. Meanwhile, all the other candidates are on the way down in terms of fundraising. So I think by the primaries, he's going to have quite the war chest to use for advertising and what have you.
Well, I know the goal of the campaign is to have $12 million by the end of the year. And when I checked earlier, they were around $270,000.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Around $270,000 just for the for this month, so the first 5 days of the month. So, I mean, shoot, they can keep $50,000 coming in a day. They got this baby licked.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question, Mike. I mean, pretty much what's going on is that people are starting to figure out what's going on here. They realize they've been lied to on a number of levels by both parties. And I constantly monitor the traffic on Ron Paul's website, and it's gone up substantially in the past few weeks.
Right.
I mean, it keeps going up and up. I mean, you got websites that just focus in on news coverage for Ron Paul. Those sites keep going up as well. And, you know, I really think that we're on the verge of something quite special happening. Something big is probably going to happen really soon. It's going to be with the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah, we'll come back on the other side here. Mike in Kentucky, we'll talk to you right after the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. The number tonight to join us is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody.
What a concept!
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard into the Friday night edition of the program. My name is Mike Chambers. Joining us tonight is Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. Two great websites. If you want to check out news and information, these guys work tirelessly 7 days a week putting up news and articles, and some they write, some they get from other sources. And the like of these guys do a super, super job. And if you're looking for a place to go to get information, or you can kind of get it all in like a combine by going to intelstrike.com. They've got a great set of forums there as well there too, where you can join up and converse with a number of like-minded people. So let's get back into this. Lee, real quick before we jump to another subject, what type of organization have they got set up for Ron Paul in New Hampshire? Because that's going to be one of the early primaries and one of the key primaries where if he can carry New Hampshire, he is off to the races.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, the different organizations that we have up here are run really well. I mean, we got a couple huge meetup groups. There's been a lot of coordination. A lot of different events that people put on. I mean, they're really, as you know, the Ron Paul campaign, there isn't any sort of centralized organization that tells people what to do. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just spontaneous. So what's going on is that we have two huge meetup groups. We have a Nashua meetup group, and then we have the Ron Paul New Hampshire HQ meetup group. And there's a bunch of individuals in each one, and they're doing sine waves, all sorts of stuff. And when Ron Paul came here, I think it was this past weekend, I actually got a video of his speech, but there was like around, there was close to, I'd say, almost 1,000 people that came to watch him speak. And this is like 9 in the morning on Saturday.
Wow.
So, I mean, considering the time that he was actually speaking, it's pretty impressive that he got almost 1,000 people to come watch him speak. So the organization here is top-notch, and I'm going out on a limb, but I think Ron Paul's going to win New Hampshire.
He's out raised money-wise everybody else in the state.
He's done pretty well, I mean, that's for sure. And, he's got the military people. I mean, he's outraising all the other candidates in terms of military people. And, we're the Live Free or Die state up here. And there's things like the Free State Project. There's a lot of libertarians up here. And not to mention, you got a lot of militias way up north. It's kind of crazy up there. So, I mean, out of any state that Ron Paul could win is definitely this one. And Pat Buchanan won the state in an election. I forget what year it was, but he won the state. So I think the chances of him winning in New Hampshire are very good.
Good deal. Let's go to the telephone. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Is any of that video or speeches, or do any of you guys have a YouTube blog where you can go view any of those or the videos?
Actually, if you go to my website, if you go to www.roguegovernment.com, there's actually a YouTube link that you can click on. It's right at the, it's close to the top of the page.
I'll send you an invite to mine then. It's tv10morehead.com, or, well, youtube.com/tv10morehead. Subscribe to it, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I got my Ron Paul interview up there, and I also got the New Hampshire Ron Paul speech that he did past weekend. So, yeah, definitely check it out.
Well, you guys were talking about the Ed and Lane Brown situation. You know, I guess Ed wasn't practicing law probably because he had it down pat. But they can continue to say that these arguments are frivolous or all sorts of stuff, which I guess is one reason why he walked out of the flim-flam job in the first place that was going on. But there's a fairly appropriate quote from Thomas Jefferson that a lot of people ought to commit to memory about how the law is meant for men of ordinary understanding and should not be interpreted in terms of metaphysics to mean everything and nothing at the same time or at the whim of prosecutors and the judges. The idea that you can sign this form under penalty of perjury that can be used against you in a court of law is not waiving your Fifth Amendment rights is ridiculous. It makes no sense if anybody stops and thinks about it. You can't do that, and unless the Bill of Rights is completely meaningless. And the thing in Las Vegas, they brought out and used the face value of the gold and silver coins coming from the government now as, I guess, supposedly commemorative coins or bullion. But they say on them dollars. They say $50 or $1, silver and gold. So the IRS, they got them up in that. The IRS didn't have any way to handle that situation, so they still tried to go after the people, and they fell flat on their face because the idea of what are these little pieces of paper that we're all passing around. I mean, years ago, when I first started looking into this, I realized I have never been paid at all. Basically, you know, we're all walking around in bankruptcy unless we do what they try to do out there in Las Vegas and actually pay somebody in gold and silver, because otherwise you're just being discharged, and that's what you do when you go around and you get goods and services and you give them these script that is only in the likeness of a note. It's even in the law dictionary. You can go look it up. It's a Federal Reserve note is in the likeness of a note. It's not really a note. Kind of like genuine Kraft imitation cheese food is not really cheese.
Right. Right. I mean, it might as well be Monopoly money. There's no difference.
Oh, welcome to the land of illusion. I mean, smoke and mirrors. The Wizard of Oz had nothing on the Federal Reserve or the IRS. I mean, and we've got to just stop being intimidated by these people and say, look, you're participating in constructive fraud, okay? You're trying to impose something on me that defies the common sense of the average fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah, yeah, and Mike, that's what I've been focusing on the last few nights is we have got to stop feeding the beast. If we ever expect to beat the beast, knock this beast down, and to physically take our country back, then we got to stop funding them. I mean, that's the first thing that you do right there. I mean, talk about giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Well, they're going to, it's like squeezing jelly in your hand, I think. What they're going to do, if we can, if there's enough massive resistance, and by Aaron Russo's film, America, Freedom to Fascism, what he says there's 60 million non-filers, supposedly.
Right.
They're going to get you somewhere else. They're trying to put upward pressure on inflation, devalue the dollar, raise prices of gas, so that basically we're paying the national debt interest through other means.
Sure.
And so, you know, this expansion of credit and things like that in different directions. There's you know, it's like the harder that we resist, the more they squeeze back. But. Right. I think maybe some solution could involve some bioregional scrip, as much as I hate to latch on to some liberals' ideas like the Ithaca Hours. I don't see why that happened during the Great Depression. It happened in Buenos Aires, even though it was against the law. When their currency collapsed a couple of years ago, people were using barter scrip, even though it was against the law. They couldn't enforce it. But it was based on the idea that people had to take off of work to go cash a partial paycheck because
right.
the rate of inflation had shot through the roof and the currency during the course of a day was devaluing so much. You work half a day, you had to go buy something with your money before it became worthless by the end of the workday.
Yeah.
I mean, George Washington, I think, said that during the American Revolution, and by the time the thing was over, it took a wagon load of paper money to buy a wagon load of supplies.
Yeah, and same thing during the Civil War.
Yeah,
they eventually got to the point where the Confederate script was worth nothing.
Well, and some people say that's maybe why Lincoln got assassinated, because he started printing United States notes without having to borrow money from these usury monopolists.
Right.
Same thing with Kennedy. You know, he tried to write notes have United States notes printed up. And if you look in the law dictionary, it says it's some kind of remnant of the Civil War. That's what they define it as. Even though it's an actual promissory note, on its face it satisfies all the definitions of a promissory note. Which is this money, supposed money, I don't even like to call it money, it's scrip that we have in circulation, I guess you could call it currency, does not even satisfy the definition of a note. And, you know, another thing that you'll get hit with is if you try to say something about the gold fringe flag, oh, that's frivolous. Well, no, they didn't rule exactly on that. Because it was in the law dictionaries, the Title IV United States Code footnote was in there for decades until, I think, 1991. They took it out. That said that the gold fringe flag was there. The fringe was on the flag at the discretion of the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy. Well, that's a military dictatorship, and that harkens back to the Civil War.
Right.
In effect, I guess we've been under a military occupation and dictatorship since then. So welcome to the land of illusion again, not really a free country.
Certainly, and I guess, you know, if they say that your argument, which is based on the actual law, is frivolous, then
well,
I guess you might as well just throw out the whole damn thing and forget it.
It's based on the 1925 opinion of the Attorney General, which said
right, not
that. The number of stars and the whether or not there's fringe is there as a military ensign or banner or flag. And you try to bring that up, you try to actually get a bill of particulars in a court of law, and the prosecutor will probably, your motion will be denied, and the prosecutor will voluntarily give you a restatement of the statutes without actually giving you a bill of particulars.
Right.
Because they do not want to reveal that, if they even know, that the courts are arraigned as in some sort of a military, international, maritime capacity, because we may have been recaptured by the Crown.
Yeah.
Anyway, certainly. Or the usury crowd or whatever. But anyway, that whole issue about the Ed and Elaine Brown and these other two trials, it's a matter of policy whether or not the IRS goes after these other people through appeals because they don't want to draw any more attention to it.
Exactly.
That's why the Las Vegas Review-Journal is the only media outlet that actually covered this that would be considered mainstream. The one in
Las Vegas.
And they
got one article out of it, and that was it.
One article. Now, if that doesn't indicate that the media is controlled, I mean, what more evidence do you
well,
need?
Well, I mean, let's just take my quotes from last night that the AP pulled off because they were listening to the program.
Right.
You know, in the morning, they have two quotes of me, and the second quote is of me talking about Ed and Elaine asking to see the law. by early afternoon, it's gone. Boom. Bye bye.
Well, I love the way that in Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, he gets the guy that actually wrote the code to say that the Supreme Court ruling is inapplicable. they've got all these wonderful twists and turns that they try to make you go through. And unless you're somebody that, you know, replays that section and studies this stuff, you know, it's going to go right over your head probably. But and the vast majority of people out there don't want to spend the time to do the maintenance on their car, let alone on their freedom.
Yeah, that's very true. Mike, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Gentlemen, comments on Mike's call. Lee, we'll start with you.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of information. I mean, the bottom line is that the Federal Reserve System, the IRS, I mean, the whole thing is a big fraud. And you look at the Federal Reserve System with these notes, these supposed notes that we trade around, and people actually think that's worth something. There's absolutely no backing to any of these notes or so-called notes that we're trading around. I mean, we're not on a gold standard, we're not on a silver standard, we're on nothing. Literally, the money system in this country is just a complete illusion, and they're trading digits on a computer hard drive now through the cashless society grid that they're trying to implement over us with the Visa Freedom Card or whatever that thing is, the Chase Freedom Card, which is really the Chase Enslavement Card. So you see all stuff going on, and literally the whole money system in this country is just it's just an illusion.
Yeah, Michael, your thoughts.
Well, I talked about this just a few minutes ago on the Intel Strike Report, but you know, the IRS is developing analytic technology in order to rob more Americans of their money. You know, they're creating a system so that they can target people who are perceived high payoff audit targets. So it's not as if, you know, we're not feeding the beast enough. You know, the beast is not happy with what it's getting, it wants more money.
Right.
And if we don't give it the money, then, you know, we'll just rot in jail like the Browns will.
Yeah, indeed. And that's, you know, because, again, you know, all of this, you know, all of this is mainly, you know, smoke and mirrors. It's really, quite honestly, a stupid little routine that has been it's a scam that we've been scammed from one end to the other. First off, we're told that our money has some type of value, and when in the end it doesn't, and yet the 30-40% or 50% of our money that we have come in that has no value, we have to give back to feed this beast, just so that it can exist and it continues to want more and more and more, just like a parasite that continues to suck off its host.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting when you see the whole thing going on, and you know, I think it was Qatar and Vietnam. There was a story out today. They're going to be diversifying out of dollars. And we're seeing more and more countries are diversifying out of our currency. And the end result of that's going to be. It's pretty much going to be the devaluation of our dollar, and it's going to continue to be worth less and less, and it's going to rob us of our wealth from our bank accounts. So you got to be in gold or silver or something tangible in order to protect yourself in this type of scenario.
Right, most definitely. We're going to take your calls. 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. We've got Tammy holding, and we'll get to her after the break. We'll come right to you, so stay right there. Others, if you want to join us, feel more than free to do so. Chat rooms are open both at republicbroadcasting.org and here, and then also on the midnightridershow.com website. And for some reason, I've been frozen up on the Republic Broadcasting Network's chat here for a bit, so I'll have to refresh it and see what's going on in there. But a good bunch of folks in both rooms tonight. So join in and find like-minded individuals that are there. The Ron Paul Pledge Bank up to 1,658 people. So the number keeps going up, even as we're talking here. Talking about the fight for freedom. Back in just a minute. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to sleep. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to Tammy in Tennessee. Welcome aboard. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good. I don't know if y'all are aware of it or not, but the Liberty Dollar, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with them or their website, but they have what they call a Ron Paul dollar.
Right.
Have y'all seen those?
I have not seen it yet, but I've heard about it.
Oh, I wished everybody would check it out, and those of you who have websites would add a link to it, because it's a way that you can support Ron Paul, because some of the proceeds go to his campaign, and, of course, you get something of intrinsic value, you know, for yourself that'll be, I think, valued forever. And they have some interesting ones that are an ounce of copper, and they're like a dollar a piece.
Wow. Lee, have you seen the Ron Paul dollar yet?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. I was planning on pick up a few, actually. I was especially interested in those copper ones, but when I last went to Liberty Dollar website, I thought they were all sold out. I mean, that's great if they still have some available, because I'm going to buy some probably tonight.
My understanding was that the copper ones, they were kind of like taking pre-orders on those, and they weren't even actually going to be struck until either the last of this month or the first of November, because they told me they would be shipped in November. So I don't know if because of the fluctuation of the copper prices lately that they want to make sure that they have purchasers for however many they strike. But you can order a minimum of 10 and a maximum of 100. And I went ahead and ordered 100 because I have a small business, and this is something that I plan on giving out almost as a client favor. I can't hardly buy an ink pen for a dollar to give out. So that's just something that I really wanted to do. Plus, I'd like to hold some back. But
that's a darn good idea.
Oh, yeah, because you can't hardly print anything for a dollar.
No.
And it has intrinsic value because it is copper and it looks very cool. And I forget what's on the front. They're all the same whether you get a gold, a silver, or the copper. So I ordered a few of the silver, and then I ordered 100 of the copper. And like I said, just for something to give out that really sticks with people that you're very personal with. You know, I mean, I wouldn't, of course, be able to go out on the street and hand them out. But the fact that it helps Ron Paul, and I think that it's just a really interesting, cool idea.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I like that. I like that quite a bit.
Okay.
Tammy, I appreciate the call.
Okay, wait. I got one more thing.
Oh, you got one more? Go ahead.
I got one more thing.
Sure.
On CNN, the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer this afternoon, I don't know if you're aware of it, but they actually did a report on Ed and Elaine Brown.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I just turned it on and caught the tail end of it, but it would have been between like 5 and 5:15 or 5:20. But I turned on CNN, and there was actually a reporter, and she was actually in the Situation Room or in the studio, and they did. I didn't, for what I caught of it, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. So, so people might want to check that out and see if y'all can pull that off the web. I'm not computer savvy like y'all, but
yeah, I'll try to take a look during one of the breaks and see if we can't pull it up and maybe play it.
Okay, that's it.
All right, hey, I appreciate the call, Tammy. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's grab a break. We'll come back. Hour one is done. We're gonna dig into some more, especially about the currency. We're gonna talk about the Amero a little bit here in the second hour of the program, and we're gonna get into a little technology as well. That seems to be more and more of something that is starting to rear its ugly head. The incorporation of technology into our everyday lives in a more of a sinister way. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.